Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord, invoking Swami's presence and benediction in this august gathering, esteemed elders and dear sisters and brothers, a very loving Sai Ram to all of you. On this auspicious occasion of the 64th hospital anniversary celebration, now we offer at the divine lotus feet, in all humility, a program which is based on the theme Unity in Seva, Divinity in Action. Speaking to a group of students, Swami once said, in the simple mathematical equation, A and B, if you double A, it becomes A square. And if you double B, it becomes B square. If you put them together, it is A plus B whole square, which is equal to A square plus B square plus 2AB. So there is an additional entity of 2AB. Similarly, Swami said, when you all come together and unitedly do seva, there is this one more entity added to your seva, 2AB, which is the divine grace. And this is what unity in seva is. And unity in seva is also based on the principle of recognition of unity in the creation, unity in diversity, and such unity in seva is what is expressed in all our actions as divinity, and this is today's theme of today's evening program. And now we commence the program with a talk which will be delivered by Dr. K. Narasimhan. Dr. K. Narasimhan is the medical superintendent of Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Prashanti Nilayam, and as we all know, he is also blessed by Bhagwan to head yet another key institution in Bhagwan's medical mission, which is Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital, where he is the director. Over to Dr. K. Narasimhan. Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my humble salutations at the lotus feet of our loving Bhagwan. Respected elders, my dear colleague doctors and staff, and my dear friends, a very loving Sai Ram to you all. On behalf of the doctors, the staff, and the sevaks of Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Puttaparthi, I express my grateful thanks to Bhagwan for giving us this opportunity to conduct the 64th anniversary celebrations of our hospital in His divine presence and in the hallowed precincts of this beautiful hall. We are indeed grateful to you, Swami. I also take this opportunity to express our sincere gratitude to Bhagwan for enlisting us in His avataric mission and for conferring on each one of us the supreme gift, the priceless treasure of Sai Seva. Because it is said that when an avatar comes down, when there is descent of divinity for the ascent of humanity, as it is called, He is very compassionate. He gives anything and perhaps everything. But when it comes to selection of the people for the task for which he himself has come down, that is for his avataric mission, it is said that he becomes very choosy. And we indeed are fortunate to be the ones who have been selected by the Lord himself. Not only this, it is said that he endears himself to these chosen devotees and makes them near and dear to him, and indeed becomes close to them. I would substantiate this statement by narrating an incident which was told to me by a senior member of our organization. It seems this devotee was called for an interview, was given an interview in Bangalore. And in that interview, Swami was looking very relaxed. So he was emboldened to ask Swami, "Swami, oka prashna adugalna, can I ask you a question?" Swami said, "Adugu." Then this devotee said, "Swami, we all think we are very close to you. But can you please tell to whom you are close?" It seems Swami was a little reluctant to answer initially and said, "Chepamantava, you want me to tell?" And again he repeated, "Chepamantava." And then he told, it seems, half of it in English and half of it in Telugu. Swami said, "To whom I have given my work, or through whom I am getting my work done." Till this point, Swami told in English, "To whom I have given my work, through whom I am getting my work done, veela tappa nakevvaru close kaadu." What a deep meaning it has. And if we reflect on this, we automatically feel how fortunate we are. The matter does not end there. We all know that if it was the Ramabhan in the Treta Yuga, if it was the Krishna Chakra in the Dwapara Yuga Avatar, it has been Vidya and Vaidya as the twin instruments which Bhagwan has been using in his avataric mission. And again, we are fortunate to belong to one of these twin instruments being used by Bhagwan. Not only that, there is another aspect which has to be remembered. That is, when Swami gives us an opportunity to serve, there is also an expectation. So far, so good. We have been fortunate to get the priceless treasure. But Swami has said, "To whom much is given, much will be demanded." And so the question arises, are we worthy of this priceless treasure which he has given to us? Have we risen to his expectations? Are we doing in the way which Bhagwan wants us to do and make him happy? Anyway, these are all highly personal questions. But on this holy day, on our 64th year anniversary celebrations, we need to address this question, each one to ourselves, and try to get a reply. From a broader perspective, from the organizational standpoint, this is all normally compressed into what is called the annual report. But I, for one, would not be really interested in a ritualistic presentation of the report in the form of some figures, but at the outset, I would try to highlight the improvements which we have made during the last 1 year, especially during the last few months. Because Bhagwan always wants us to be on the improvement mode. He doesn't like us being a static or a stationary hospital. He likes us to be a mobile hospital, so to say. There are 12 distinct areas which I thought over before coming here, where we have made some improvement and we can present to our Master with joy. The first is, many of you may be aware, there has been an extension of the working hours, OP, outpatient working hours, of the hospital in the morning by 1 hour. We are now working from 8 to 1 p.m. Previously, we were working from 8 to 12. The second improvement is, nobody is denied a consultation, whatever be his geographical or jurisdictional limit. Previously, we were limiting it to 6 months. Maybe we may not be able to do the full treatment for somebody who is coming from a far-off place because of practical reasons or because of reasons of what we medical parlance called compliance. But nobody is denied a consultation because Swami doesn't like us sending anybody back. The third area is employing time-tested, on-the-field, learned management techniques to regulate and streamline peacefully the flow of patients in the crowded outpatient departments, and anyone who comes to see, really, it will be a treat to watch. Fourthly, there has been a great strengthening of the emergency department, both in terms of the manpower and the infrastructure. And fifth, there are 2 doctors now posted during emergency hours. Previously, we used to have only 1 junior doctor. We now have 1 junior and 1 senior doctor. Sixth, a mechanism has been made by which pregnant women, in the middle of their pregnancy, when they need a special scan called the anomaly scan, they need not go all the way to Anantapur, which we were doing. And this has been done by tying up with the Sathya Sai Mobile Hospital. The next point is, as we all know, opening of a state-of-the-art audiology unit. And the 8th area of improvement has been optimum utilization of the operation theater by inviting eminent doctors of different specialties and having a wide variety of surgeries done. Let it be pediatric surgeries, onco surgeries, gastrointestinal surgeries, all these are being done. But this is not done to duplicate the work of the government. Case by case, there are specific instances where the individual is not able to go, especially in cases of cancer, and where we take the responsibility. The next improvement has been computerization of the work. This has been long overdue, and we are doing it in a stepwise, gradual fashion without asking for any extra paid manpower from the trust. We have covered the registration section and the labs, and soon we'll be covering the other areas. And then initiation of a number of welfare measures for the staff of our hospital and also for the staff working in other institutions of our trust. And finally, there has been a great integration of work which we are attempting between the 4 hospitals of Swami, and that is why we have put the theme today, about which I shall talk later. Anyway, having outlined the areas of improvement, I will now come to the figures. Last 1 year, we have treated about 3 lakhs of patients, which comes to about 25,000 per month, or per day, 1,000 patients are being treated. Again, we need to be very cautious in this respect, because we all know Bhagavan is not interested in numbers. He is not interested in big figures. He is not interested in quantity. He sees only the quality. I still remember one incident when I was very young, those days when I had been a member of a team of doctors who did seva in the surrounding villages. It was organized by the old students on New Year Eve. You all know that old students used to arrange medical camps. In the evening, we were made to sit in a separate corner. Bhagwan came near and asked the doctor in the first row, "Entamandi patientlan chusaru?" This doctor gave some figure. Then Swami paused for a while and then with a smile asked, Entamandi patientlani treat chesaru? So immediately we understood, seeing a patient is a mechanical act. Treating a patient is a wholesome medical divine exercise. That is the subtle differentiation which Bhagwan makes. On another occasion, outlining the importance of preventive care in medical services, Swami said in an interview in which I was also there, you all know when a student goes to an examination, he carries with him a paper called hall ticket. By virtue of that paper, this student is allowed to sit inside the examination hall and write his exam. But when he comes out of the hall and goes back home, he tears the hall ticket. What does it mean? Swami said, it means he has passed the examination. You also, doctors, when patients come to you with a prescription, your prescription and your advice should be so strong, maybe after 2-3 consultations, the patient should not feel the need for a doctor and he should be able to tear off your prescription paper. The beautiful way in which Bhagwan emphasizes the importance of preventive care in our medical services. Anyway, coming to this number, I had mentioned to you that we had treated 3 lakh patients. We also had 10,500 patients admitted and treated, maybe for much more serious or prolonged ailments. And these patients are distributed among 7 departments. We have 7 departments in the Satyasai General Hospital. They are the Department of Medicine, the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Pediatrics, Department of Surgery, Dentistry, ENT, and Ophthalmology. The Department of Medicine accounts for nearly 50% of the patients who come there. It has got a very vibrant outpatient section. On any particular day, there are 10 to 12 doctors waiting to treat these patients, whose number is very big, about 500 patients, you can imagine. And the inpatient medical ward takes care of a variety of ailments, fevers of all types. As you all know, dengue is now rampant. I am so happy to tell you that with the cooperation and help of the blood bank in the super specialty hospital, we are able to treat dengue patients totally. Those who require even platelet transfusions, we have not had a single mortality till now. Similarly, malaria also is rampant. We have fevers of other kinds. And we have, this season, snake bites plenty. Every day you have 2 or 3 snake bites. And believe me, the polyvalent anti-snake venom is very costly. But not a day is there when we do not have stocks of this. And in fact, in the whole district of Anantapur, the district medical and health officer says that your center has gained maximum credibility and popularity, and patients always say, Satyasai hospital lo paam gurte manakem bayam ledu medicine undi. This is the feeling of security which has been generated. And yesterday one of my friends was saying, when a patient leaves our hospital, the biggest thought in his mind should be first security. He should feel ippudu oka hospital undi nannu chusukune dani. And second, a sense of belongingness, it seems Swami told. He should have a sense of ownership. He should become a partner in the cure of his ailment. The medicine department, in addition to this, has 2 important other sections. One is the emergency and the casualty and the emergency department, which I told has now been restructured and revamped thanks to a doctor who has rejoined after completing her post-graduation in emergency medicine, maybe knowing Dr. Uma. The emergency division of the general hospital is now really has been spruced up, stepped up, both in the quality of treatment and also in the infrastructure that is available there. The other unit of the medicine department is the academic wing, as you are headed by a doctor who has done her post-graduation in family medicine. As you all know, Satyasai General Hospital is recognized by the National Board of Examinations for post-graduation in family medicine. The intake is 2 candidates per year, So at any point of time, we have 6 residents because the course is of 3 years. And I am so glad to tell you that since its inception, since the beginning, the pass percentage has been 100%. And believe me, National Board Examination is one where the pass percentage is very low. Not a single candidate who has been trained in the Sathya Sai General Hospital has failed in the Family Medicine National Board of Examination exam which is conducted. The next department about which I will dwell for a minute, the heart of the Sathya Sai General Hospital, the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, we have about 150 to 200 deliveries conducted every month, 30 to 40% of which is cesarean section. A very big segment of population in a geographical area of 6 mandals gets the benefit of this treatment. And since I am the mobile hospital in charge also, I have been going around these villages, believe me, for the last 15 years. I have thorough knowledge of these villages. When I ask them, where did you have your delivery? They look at us strangely. It looks as if they are asking us, elementary, my dear Watson, don't you know this? And then they say, some hospitals are, in Kekadamev Cheskutam. That is the degree of faith and confidence which these patients have on the obstetrics and gynec department of the general hospital. The department of pediatrics also is a very important department. It takes care of a variety of ailments of children who come to it. And not only that, we have additional services like screening of the newborn for hearing impairment, visual impairment, etc. And not only that, the pediatrics department, as students will know, has been immensely useful for our own children studying in our institutions, the primary school, the higher secondary school, and also the Ishwaramma school. The department of surgery, we don't have a full-time in-house surgeon, but we have a senior general doctor who has been taking care from a long time. But as I told you, we have been inviting surgeons of repute, doctors who carry big names at their own respective ends at different times. And yesterday also, we had 4 onco surgeries carried out. And a fortnight back, we had pediatric surgeries also which were done. The whole idea is to show that a general hospital as a model, Bhagwan's model, but no heroics, believe me, it is only case by case where there is a genuine need. The 5th department is the Department of Dentistry, which again is a highly sophisticated unit. We have 3 dental chairs, state-of-the-art dental chairs. We have 2 permanent doctors. The one chair is reserved for a seva doctor. And I'm so glad to tell you, Swami will be immensely pleased that even now, after the physical passing away of Bhagwan, there has been a steady flow of doctors coming from seva, both within our own country and also from overseas. The numbers have not dwindled so that the seva dental chair is always occupied. The department of ENT is the next one. We were not having an in-house full-time qualified ENT surgeon till now. Again, a senior experienced general doctor was taking care. But I'm glad to tell you that on October 3rd, we are going to have a full-time ENT surgeon who is going to join our hospital. But believe me, there has been no deficiency on this count. Eminent ENT surgeons have been coming. People from Hyderabad will know the name of, for example, Dr. Ram Babu, who is the topmost surgeon in Apollo Hospital. Apollo Hospital ENT department, again, is recognized as the best in Andhra Pradesh, especially for cochlear implants. And he comes so systematically with so much love to Swami every month for 2 days and does a variety of surgeries. He is especially specialized in middle ear surgery, where he does a procedure called ossicular reconstruction, by which the patient regains part of the hearing which he loses by virtue of the chronic discharge of pus from the ear. We also have voice surgeons, India's first voice surgeon. He is Dr. Faninder Kumar from Guntur. He also comes to our hospital. The Department of Ophthalmology is the 7th and the last department. It does a limited work because, as you know, we have a full-fledged ENT section, ENT department in the super specialty hospital. But it is especially useful for our own children and students who are studying here because they cannot afford to spend too much time there in the big number of patients who are there in the super specialty hospital. It is also useful for the attendance of patients who come for other different types of treatments like surgeries in the super specialty hospital. In addition, we have other auxiliary departments like Department of Physiotherapy, Department of Podiatry, and then the Dietary Department, which provides wholesome, tasty food to these patients, and other support services like the engineering section. A full-fledged setup is there. But mind you, the quantum of work is very heavy, because you can imagine administering a hospital where 1,000 patients come on outpatient and every day there are about 30 admissions. It is not a simple task. Anyway, I think I have outlined the highlights of the improvements which we have made, and I have narrated the work of the different departments. I think I'll be complete in my talk today if I dwell on two more subjects. I will not take much time, another 5 minutes. Firstly, I for one believe that such celebrations should not be done in a monotonous ritualistic fashion, but it should be based and built on a theme, because it is that theme which acts as the guiding light, the roadmap for the work during the ensuing year. As you all know, it is so rightly said that all successful methodologies have a strong ideology. So the theme for this year's celebration, we thought, would be unity in seva, which leads, as Swami says, and as the introducing speaker told, divinity in action. Unity both within our own hospital and the inter-hospital unity between the four hospitals. Puttaparthi is the only place in the world, believe me, where there are four levels of medical service: primary, secondary, tertiary, outreach. Nowhere in the world you'll find. And not only that, I forgot to mention, we are also in a few research projects with the university also, the Department of Biosciences. So four levels of service with a deemed university and perhaps with the most advanced research institute. This sort of a setting is not available anywhere. And believe me, all these hospitals work in total unison, total perfection, a sense of cooperation and coordination, and bring out the best of patient care. I can give you innumerable instances. Like, for example, the Satya Sai Aarohan General Hospital gives its operation theater, the nursing staff and the infrastructure to the mobile hospital, who operate on their patients who have been identified in the villages. Again, the mobile hospital, which has a very rich strength of 350 doctors belonging to 14 specialties, it lends its specialists to patients who have been seen in the general hospital and who need such expert consultation. And the mobile hospital and the general hospital also depend to a large extent on laboratory support from the Satya Sai Super Specialty Hospital, which is the pinnacle glory of our Swami's mission. And I'm so glad to tell you that the Department of Biochemistry, Department of Pathology, Department of Radiology, the CCU, all the departments are always ready to support our patients who need, you know, some of these investigations. I forgot to mention the diagnostic services of the Satya Sai General Hospital also is very well equipped. It does a number of tests, but it needs the support and help the super specialty hospital for some of the investigations. Similarly, for imaging, we do have X-ray and ultrasound, but we need that support on many counts. Anyway, this is the sort of cooperation and unity which is prevalent. Then you may ask me, why, sir, again you are having this theme? The reason is, in such matters like unity, they say sky is the limit. No, sky is not the limit. We need to be more and more united. We need to further complement and supplement our human resources especially. And that is why, though it is a slightly difficult task for me personally, heading two institutions, I feel that I am ideally at the center point, jack of all, master of none, able to coordinate these things and bring about the best of patient care, which is what Swami wants. Because ultimately the patient is not bothered whether it is this hospital or that hospital, this doctor or that doctor who had treated him. He only wants cure of his ailment. And this is achieved by this beautiful unified work, which I am sure will be stepped up in the years to come. And finally, the subject, the area where I wanted to dwell, it may look a little philosophical, but indeed it is also practical. And in a way, I think it summarizes the essence of Swami's message for the medical profession and for his hospitals. As we all know, we sevaks are not just sevaks. We are also what is called sadhaks. We are aspirants, spiritual aspirants, on the path of realization of the Absolute. So seva is not done just to improve it's not done just for betterment of the person who has come to you, but it is done, as Swami says, for our own evolution and for our own transformation. This is one word which I had seen by virtue of my being close to Bhagwan for 6 years on the physical plane. Swami used to like these two words, unity and transformation. He used to say, you should be able to answer the question, what I have been able to do with my seva to that person to whom I have done. Yes, that is also important. But you should be able to answer, what has that seva done to me? And all of us, at different times, we come across incidents, instances, which act as the trigger, as the motivating force in us for transformation. I shall narrate only one such incident, which took place a few days back. I was praying to Swami, Swami, I have in my mind a number of instances, but these are perhaps a little old. Can I have something which is recent and it happened? The way you pray, Swami responds. We have a 27-year-old young man with a cardiac problem, congenital cardiac disease. Dr. Neelam knows that patient well. He has what is called aortic stenosis, an important valve in the heart which is narrowed down. And he also has narrowing of the main blood vessel which comes out of the heart called the aorta. That is, he has coarctation of the aorta also. The CTVS department saw him and they decided they will take him up for surgery. But unfortunately, this young man has infection in his ear, chronic pus coming out. And when there is a focus of infection in the body, no cardiac thoracic surgeon will be prepared to operate, because as you can imagine, post-operatively, the patient will land in severe problems. So they sent this patient to the ENT department. ENT surgeon saw, and seeing him with such a big cardiac problem, they said he is a big risk. So anyway, let us take the opinion of the anesthetist, the pre-anesthetic checkup, as we call PAC, which is done. Anesthetist saw this and said, this is a very high risk. There is a very high chance of table death. And they said, so the ENT surgeon refused to operate. So on the one hand, the cardiac surgeon is helpless. On the other hand, the ENT surgeon is also apprehensive. Somehow this patient came to my room. That too in my administrative room, not in my outpatient. I see patients in the morning in the outpatient room, not there. He came to the outpatient room. I think he was referred by our ENT surgeon. His name is Narasimhulu. So when I saw this record, I felt helpless, but I prayed to Bhagwan. He is only 27 years old. Cannot there be a way out, Swami? And then I asked him a question. Is there pus coming out now, or is your ear dry? He said, no, right now there is no pus coming, sir. It is absolutely dry. So I rang up the CTVS surgeon who had seen him, Dr. Nageshwar Rao, and told him, sir, what is the criterion for you to operate if possible? He said, Dr. Narasimhan, we'll put cotton into his ear and remove it out, and if it is wet, we will not operate. If it is not wet, we may operate. So I called our sister Mohanty and asked her to bring a wick of cotton, put it deep into his ear, took it out. And to my pleasant surprise, it was not wet. But still, to take the benefit of an ENT surgeon's advice, I called up our ENT surgeon, Dr. G.K. Narayana, eminent ENT surgeon who comes all the way from Kolar to operate, and told him, sir, can you please drop in my room? He came immediately, and he also did the same thing, but he went very deep into the ear. But still, to our pleasant surprise, and fortunately for the patient and for us also, the wick of cotton was not wet. So immediately I called up Dr. Nageshwar Rao and told him, sir, right now the ear is dry, there is no infection. I think this is the right time to take up the case. He said, please send the patient tomorrow, sir. I'll bring it to the notice of our chief, Dr. Neelam Desai. And when I called her up, madam said, yes, we are going to take up the patient. Only thing is, there is a shortage of blood. His blood group is very rare, AB positive. but soon I think we'll be getting enough blood. We will take up the case. Anyway, this is part of the medical exercise. All of us do it in our this. We are happy, but there's nothing much more to say about this. But what I want to tell you now is something strange which happened. This young man suddenly broke down and started weeping inconsolably. And then he told me, "Sir, I have a mother who is both ears deaf. I have a father who is handicapped because of a stroke, paralysis. I have a wife who had an accident and who is handicapped. And I have a one-year-old child. Many a time I thought, sir, I'll go and drink some poison and end my life. But seeing my child's face, I decided I should not do it. But I'll tell you something more, sir," he said. And that really moved me. He said, "Sir, seeing the strain which you doctors are all taking to somehow see that the surgery is done. In other hospitals, government of where I went, their aim was to see, somehow tell me that we cannot do it. But here, you're all struggling to find out somehow can it be done. You have been talking to so many different doctors. Sir, naaku operation kaakapoyina parvaled, sir. Even if the surgery is not done, it is okay for me, sir. I'll suffer. I am prepared to suffer. But I have seen real love in all of you doctors, sir, in the Satyasai Institute. And it is then that I understood what Swami had told me in an interview. If you practice medicine with love, it is Medicare. He showed his arms like this. That is why my hospitals are of that shape. But if you practice medicine without love, it is medicine, S-I-N, sin, mahapapamu. This is what Swami told. So our prayer at the lotus feet is, Swami, fill our hearts with more and more love. I think, as I told you, this is the essence of the message of Swami to everybody, especially to doctors, where patients come, where individuals come who are sick, both in their body and mind. And here, if we cannot show love, if we cannot transmit love to the patient, we are not fit to be called as doctors. So our prayer to Bhagawan is to fill our hearts with love. But here I'll conclude by narrating this small incident which shows what Swami expects us also to do. You know, Swami had come. I was doing village service those days, Gram Seva. I had come with a team of doctors and sevaks. As Swami came near, Swami said, "What?" Then I said, "Swami, Grama Seva Chestunamu, purity to cheyalani, aasirvadin chandi Swami. Swami, we are doing Grama Seva, bless us so that we can do it with purity." Then Swami asked, "Purity nu develop chestava, nen develop cheyal. Will you develop it or I have to develop it?" Then I said, "Of course, Swami, it is my homework, my duty, my job, but you have to cap my efforts with your blessing." Then Swami said, "Tappaka." So my prayer on this day, on behalf of all the doctors, the staff and the sevaks of the Sri Satyasai General Hospital, which is very unique because among the medical institutions started by Swami, this is the first medical institution, the first hospital which was started by the very hands of Bhagawan way back in the year 1956. On behalf of all these staff, doctors and sevaks, we pray to Swami that we do this seva in the way you want us to do, especially filled and saturated with love. Then I think we can rightly pray to Bhagawan, "Swami, please rename our hospital not as Sri Satyasai G for General Hospital." No, Swami, we can perhaps even our conscience we can touch and say, we will call this Sri Satyasai God's Own Hospital. And our prayer today is that. Jai Sai Ram. I thank you all for your patient hearing.
Thank you very much, sir, for that highly inspiring talk, which not only brought out the theme of today's program, which also doubled up in brief as the annual report of the hospital, which was delivered not in terms of mundane mechanical figures, but in terms of the essence of seva, which is love, and also in terms of the progress that the hospital has made. As our MSR said, behind every seen outcome or success, there are many unseen factors which contribute to this success. Similarly, in ensuring the smooth functioning of our hospital, there is this immense support and contribution from our sister institutions of Bhagwan's medical mission. And as a very humble but very loving token of our gratitude, today we would like to felicitate the heads of these institutions, and I humbly request the Honorable Trustees of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and also Madam Himavahini Garu to do the honors and felicitate these doctors. Firstly, I call upon Dr. Neelam Desai to receive the felicitation on behalf of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Nilayam. And as we all know, Dr. Neelam Desai is a very senior consultant and head of CTVS department of this hallowed institution, who has been hand-picked by Bhagwan to serve here where she is serving since its inception for over 2.5 decades now. Thank you very much, madam. And now it is my pleasure to invite Dr. Shekhar Rao, who is the head of Sri, who is the director, in fact, I correct myself, of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, Bengaluru. And he has come all the way from Bengaluru to receive this humble token of gratitude of ours. And he is a very eminent cardiothoracic surgeon specialized in the field of pediatric cardiac surgery. We are very grateful to sir for all the support that we are receiving from the institution, our sister institution of Bengaluru. And now it is the turn of the director of Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital, Dr. K. Narasimhan, to receive our felicitation. And he is also our own medical superintendent. And as we all know, Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Prashanti Nilayam, and Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital are twin sisters which are headed by the same leader. Thank you very much, sir, and thank you very much, madam, for doing the honors. We shall now move on to the cultural part of today's evening. Bhagwan has blessed two young tiny tots to perform a Kuchipudi dance performance in this August gathering in the Divine Presence. And these little children are the daughters of our staff members. They are Kumari, Jandyala Sai Sri Mohana Hamsika, who is just 6 years old and who is the daughter of Sri Subhash, who works as a lab technician in our hospital, and Kumari Jagrati, who is the daughter of Srimati Tirumala, a staff nurse in our hospital. And these two little girls are learning Kuchipudi dance from Sri A. Prasad Garu of Prashanti Kuchipudi Dance School, Dharmavaram, and they have also given at this young age several stage performances and over to these little children to enthrall us. Sairam.
Thank you. ವಲ್ಯ ಪರಮೋ ವೆಂಕಟ ನಗ ಮದಿವೋ ಶ್ರೀ ವೆಂಕಟಪತಿ ತಿರುಲೈನವೇ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ಪರಮೋ ವೆಂಕಟ ನಗ ಮದಿವೋ ಶ್ರೀ ವೆಂಕಟಪತಿ ತಿರುಲೈನವೇ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ಪರಮೋ ವೆಂಕಟ ನಗ ಮದಿವೋ ಶ್ರೀ ವೆಂಕಟಪತಿ ತಿರುಲೈ
very much, dear sisters, dear children, for that scintillating dance performance. Bhagwan has blessed yet another program this evening, which is going to be a Carnatic devotional song concert, which will be performed by two young sisters who are known as Sarvepalli sisters, and they are Sarvepalli Navamallika Shreya and Sarvepalli Pani Raja Lakshmi. And these two young sisters are the granddaughters of Sri C.S. Prabhu, who is the hospital engineer for several years now. Both these sisters are the recipients of National Merit Scholarship in the field of Carnatic vocal music from CCRT, Ministry of Culture of Government of India. And they have also passed the certificate course in Carnatic vocal music in the year 2019 with distinction. Kumari Shreya has won several prizes and awards to her credit, including the state level prizes and Madras Music Academy prizes. She is also blessed by Bhagwan to perform in Sai Kulwant Hall once in the year 2014 during the Mother Ishwarama Day celebration. And she has set to tune a kirtana written by one of her family members. And she did it at the very young age of 12 years. And Shreya has also composed on her own two kritis and a tilana in Rag Valaji. And her sister, Rajalakshmi, has also won several prizes in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana state competitions. And these two sisters will now be accompanied on the violin by Sri L. Jairam. And Sri L. Jairam is a violin lecturer in SV Music and Dance College, Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanam, and he is also an accomplished radio artist. And the two sisters will be accompanied on Mridangam by Sri Pinakapani, and Sri Pinakapani is an accomplished artist who received training under Brahmarshi Chitti Surya Narayana Shastri Garu in the traditional Gurukula Sampradaya. He is an A-grade artist of All India Radio and Duradarshan, and who has given more than 5,000 concerts all over the country and has received 4 times the Best Instrumentalist Award from Madras Music Academy, and also he has been conferred with Kanchi Kamakoti Asthana Vidwan Award in the year 2018, in addition to several state awards and he is presently working as a lecturer in Government College of Music and Dance, Nellore. And now over to Sarvepalli sisters for the music concert. Sairam.
Shriratnagarbham Ramaniya Kanchi Nagopavitam Gadhahara Kundalam Varadam Ganeshwaram Varadam Ganeshwaram Shakti Ganapatim Bhaje Ganapatim bhaje Thank you.
Thank you.
శంకరం శంకరం వంచితవారం భజత వరవరం శంకరం శంకరం వంచితవారం భజత వరవరం శ్రీకరం చిత్తరం ఖండితకాలం నమదః తమలం శంకరం శంకరం వంచితవారం భజత వరవరం భజమన గోవింద గోపాల భజమన గోవింద గోపాల భజమన గోవింద గోపాల భజమన గోవింద గోపాల గోవింద గోపాల గోపాల భజమన గోవింద గోపాల గోవింద గోపాల గోపాల భజమన
Thank you very much, dear Sarvepalli sisters, for that melodious devotional singing, the divine vibrations of which have filled this entire atmosphere on this beautiful evening. And we also thank the distinguished Pakkavadyam artists. Swami, speaking to a group of devotees, once asked, "What is the rarest phenomenon on this earth?" A devotee replied, "Swami, to get liberation is very, very rare." Swami said, "That is not the correct answer." And Bhagwan said, "The rare thing is when God chooses to come down to this earth in human form as avatar." Then Swami went on to say, "Still rarer is to know that he is the avatar walking this earth." And Swami said, "The rarest of all the phenomenon is to get an opportunity to serve this Lord in human form." Dear Swami, how can we ever thank you for the blessing you have conferred on all of us to serve you in your temple of healing and our only prayer on this auspicious occasion to you, Swami, please bless us to realize that what Seva does to us is much more than what we do as Seva, so that we can practice this unity in Seva, leading to purity of heart, resulting in realizing our innate divinity. Swami, we now pray to you for the benediction of divine discourse. Jai Sai Ram.
ప్రేమ
స్వరూపులారా,
ఈనాటి మానవుని యొక్క ఆహార విహారములు అతి చిత్ర విచిత్రంగా ఉంటున్నాయి.
ద ఫుడ్ అండ్ హ్యాబిట్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ పెక్యూలియర్ టుడే.
మానవులకు రెండు ప్రధానమైనటువంటివి,
టూ ఆర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ టు మ్యాన్.
ఒకటి గుండె, రెండవది తల.
వన్ ద హార్ట్, ద సెకండ్ హెడ్.
ఈ హెడ్ అనేటువంటిది ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి విషయాలంతా విచారణ చేస్తూ వస్తుంది.
హెడ్ థింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ సెక్యులర్ వరల్డ్లీ థింగ్స్,
ఇది అవుట్ సైడ్ యొక్క దీనిని ప్రకటింపజేస్తుంది.
ఇట్ ఎక్స్ప్రెసెస్ ఓన్లీ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్
ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అవుట్లుక్స్.
ఇట్ హాస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అవుట్లుక్స్.
కానీ గుండె సబ్జెక్ట్ అవుట్లుక్స్ చూస్తుంది.
బట్ ద హార్ట్ టేక్స్ ఇన్ టు కన్సిడరేషన్ సబ్జెక్ట్ అవుట్లుక్స్.
ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అవుట్లుక్స్ మాత్రమే ప్రవృత్తి మార్గము అన్నారు.
ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అవుట్లుక్స్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ది పాత్ ఆఫ్.
ఈనాడు మనం ప్రపంచంలో చేసేటువంటి వ్యాపారములు కానీ, ఆర్జించే విద్యలు కానీ, సంపాదించే ధనము కానీ, మానవుడు ఏ కర్మను ఆచరించినప్పటికీ ఇవన్నీ కూడా ప్రవృత్తి మార్గములే.
ఆల్ ది బిజినెస్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్, ది ఎడ్యుకేషన్ అక్వైర్డ్ అండ్ ద మనీ, ఆల్ దాట్ రిలేట్స్ టు ది
ఈ ప్రవృత్తికి సంబంధించినటువంటివే కామ, క్రోధ, లోభ, మోహ, మదమాత్సర్యం.
దిస్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ నేచర్ రిలేట్స్ టు ది డిజైర్.
ఆరిషట్ వర్గములతో కూడినటువంటిది ప్రవృత్తి.
ద ప్రవృత్తి ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఇస్ బౌండ్ బై దీస్ సిక్స్.
కనుకనే ఇవి నిరంతరం కూడా మార్పు చెందుతూ ఉంటాయి.
హెన్స్ ది చేంజ్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ.
ఈ గుణములతో కూడినటువంటిదే కనుక దేహం కూడా మార్పు చెందుతూ ఉంటాయి.
As the body has got these qualities, it also changes.
కానీ హృదయము ఎప్పటికీ ఒకటిగా ఉంటుంది.
But the heart stands one only.
ఇది నివృత్తి మార్గము.
This is inward path.
దీని యొక్క గుణములు ఏమిటి?
What are the qualities of the inward path?
సత్యము, దయ, ప్రేమ, సహనము, సానుభూతి, త్యాగము.
ద క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇన్వర్డ్ పార్ట్ ఆర్ ద ట్రూత్, కంపాషన్, లవ్ అండ్ సాక్రిఫైస్.
ఇలాంటి మానవతా గుణములు హృదయము నుండి ఆవిర్భవిస్తాయి.
హ్యూమన్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఒరిజినేట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది హార్ట్.
ఈ ప్రవృత్తికి సంబంధించినటువంటి యొక్క గుణములు తల నుండి ప్రారంభిస్తాయి.
ఆల్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ అవుట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది హెడ్.
కనుక మానవ జీవితం లోపల హార్ట్ అండ్ హెడ్
So human life centers around these two.
ఈ రెండింటిని సమన్వయపరిచేటువంటిది హ్యాండ్.
These two are integrated by hand.
ఇదే ది ప్రాపర్ స్టడీ ఆఫ్ మన్కైండ్ ఇస్ మ్యాన్. హార్ట్, హెడ్ అండ్ హ్యాండ్, త్రీ హెచ్.
దిస్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ సెడ్, ద ప్రాపర్ స్టడీ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్ కైండ్ ఇస్ మ్యాన్, త్రీ హెచ్.
ఈ యొక్క త్రీ హెచ్ అనేటువంటి యొక్క తత్వాన్ని మానవుడు చక్కగా గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
Man should realize the nature of the three H.
అయితే ఈ మానవత్వము లోపల హృదయములకు సంబంధించినటువంటి రోగములు రావడానికి కారణమేమిటి?
వాట్ ఇస్ ద రీజన్ బిహైండ్ ది హార్ట్ డిసీజెస్?
రోగములకంతా ప్రవృత్తి యొక్క ప్రతిబింబమే.
ఫర్ ది డిసీజెస్ టెంపర్మెంట్ ఇస్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్.
కనుక ఈ యొక్క ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి విషయాల్లో మానవుడు సరైనటువంటి మార్గాన్ని అనుసరించాలి.
మ్యాన్ షుడ్ ఫాలో ప్రాపర్ పాత్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్.
ఈ రెండింటికి ప్రధానమైనది రెండు ఆహారములు.
ఫర్ దీస్ టూ, టూ ఆర్
ఇవే పంచభూతములలోని రెండు పదార్థములు.
దీస్ ఆర్ ది టూ ఆర్ ది మెటీరియల్స్ ఇన్ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్.
బిచ్ఛాన్నం, దేహరక్షార్థం, వస్త్రం, శీత నివారణం.
ద ఫుడ్ ఈస్ పార్టేకన్ టు ప్రిజర్వ్ ద బాడీ.
దేహరక్షణకై ఫుడ్ అవసరం.
టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ ది బాడీ ఫుడ్ ఈస్ నెసెసరీ.
ఈ ఫుడ్ తో కూడినటువంటిదే జలము.
అసోసియేటింగ్ ద ఫుడ్ ఈస్ దేర్ ద వాటర్.
ఇవి రెండు ప్రధానమైనటువంటి స్థానాన్ని ఆశ్రయించాయి.
These two are very important.
మానవుడు త్రాగేటువంటి యొక్క నీరు యొక్క సూక్ష్మ స్వరూపమే ప్రాణం.
The subtle form of water is life.
మానవుడు భుజించేటువంటి ఆహారం యొక్క సూక్ష్మ స్వరూపమే మైండ్.
The subtle form of food is mind.
కనుకనే ఈ మైండ్ కు ప్రాణమునకు సన్నిహిత సంబంధ బాంధవ్యం చేయాలి.
Thus there is in close relationship between the mind and life.
Yetti food at the head.
As is the food, so is the head.
కనుక మనం భుజించేటువంటి ఆహారాన్ని పురస్కరించుకుని మన థాట్స్, మన డిజైర్స్, మన యొక్క సంకల్పాలు అభివృద్ధి అవుతుంటాయి.
డిపెండింగ్ అపాన్ ద ఫుడ్ దట్ వీ టేక్ అవర్ థాట్స్ అండ్ అవర్ యాక్షన్స్.
చిన్న ఉదాహరణ,
స్మాల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్.
ఈ ఆహారం మనసుగా మారుతుందా అనేటువంటి విషయం లోపల ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి యొక్క అనుభూతిని మనం చూడాలి.
టు నో దట్ ఫుడ్ విల్ అస్యూమ్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్, వీ షుడ్ టేక్ ద వరల్డ్లీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్.
మనం ఒక మంట వేసుకుంటాం.
Here is a flame, fire.
Etti mantano atti poga.
As is the fire, so is the smoke.
Etti pogano atti megamu.
As is the smoke, so is the cloud.
Etti megamu atti varsham.
As is the cloud, so is the rain.
Etti varshamu atti panta.
As is the rain, so is the harvest.
Etti pantano atti vanta.
As is the harvest, so is the cooking.
Etti vantano atti buddhi.
As is the cooking, we will have intellect.
Kanaka manavudi yokka సహజ శక్తి అగ్నితో ప్రారంభమవుతుందని.
ద న్యాచురల్ క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్ బిగిన్స్ విత్ ఫైర్.
ఆ అగ్ని యొక్క తత్వమే జఠరాగ్ని.
ద ఫైర్ ఈస్ కంటైన్డ్ ఇన్ ద
ఫైర్. ఎప్పుడు కూడా చక్కగా సమతిత్వంతో ఉంటుండాలి.
ద ఫైర్ ఈస్ మెయింటైన్డ్ ఇన్ ఈక్వానిమిటీ.
అది సరైనటువంటి స్థాయిలో ఉన్నప్పుడే బాడీ లోపల మన యొక్క టెంపరేచర్ 98.4 పర్ఫెక్ట్ గా ఉంటుంటాయి.
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫైర్ ప్రెజెంట్ దేర్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ టెంపరేచర్ 98.4.
ఫైర్ లో ఇంకేమైనా కొన్ని పదార్థాలు చేరినప్పుడు ఈ ఫైర్ అధికమైపోతుంది. అది ఫీవర్.
ఎనీ అదర్ మెటీరియల్ యాడెడ్ టు ద ఫైర్ విల్ ఇంక్రీజ్ ద టెంపరేచర్.
దానిలో ఉన్నటువంటిది కొంచెం తగ్గిపోయినా తిరిగి మరి లో బ్లడ్ ప్రెషర్ వస్తుంది.
ఇఫ్ ది మెటీరియల్ ఇస్ లెస్ ద టెంపరేచర్ ఆల్సో కమ్స్ డౌన్.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ఒక బ్యాలెన్స్ తో కూడినటువంటిది మానవుని యొక్క దేహం.
Human body centers around this
balance. మానవ జీవితమే ఒక బ్యాలెన్స్ లో ఉంటుండాలి.
Human life rests on this balance.
ఈ బ్యాలెన్స్ ఎప్పుడు చెడిపోతుండాలి?
When is the balance lost?
మన యొక్క తెలివితేటలను అధికంగా పెంచుకుంటున్నాం.
We are developing our intelligence.
తెలివితేటలు పెంచుకుంటున్నామే కానీ దానిని సక్రమైన మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టడం లేదు.
We are developing intelligence, but we are not making use it in the right path.
సక్రమమైన మార్గంలో మన తెలివితేటలు ప్రవేశపెట్టినప్పుడే మన తెలివితేటలకు ఒక విలువ.
The intelligence will have a value if it is used along the right path.
ఈ మాడు లోకము లోపల అమితమైన తెలివితేటలు గలవారు ఉంటున్నారని మనం ప్రచారం సల్పుతున్నాము. మేధాశక్తి కలిగినటువంటి వారు, వైజ్ఞానికులు ఎంతమందో ఉంటున్నారు.
టుడే ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ దర్ ఆర్ మెనీ ఇంటెలెక్చువల్స్ అండ్ సైంటిస్ట్.
కానీ తెలివితేటలు ఉంటున్నాయి కానీ స్థిరత్వం లేదు, అక్కడ స్టడీ మైండ్ లేదు.
దేర్ ఈస్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ బట్ దేర్ నో స్టడీ మైండ్.
స్టడీ ఫర్ స్టడీ. ఇది మనం నేర్చుకోవాల్సినటువంటి, స్టడీగా ఉంటుండాలి ఎప్పుడు కూడా.
వీ హావ్ టు స్టడీ ఫర్ స్టడీ. దిస్ వీ హావ్ టు లెర్న్.
ఈ సమచిత్రాన్ని మనం ఏనాడు పోషించుకుంటామో ఆనాడు మనకు రోగమునే మనకు చేరం.
When you have this equal mindedness, we will never fall sick.
మన సమీపానికే అవి రావు.
They will never be in proximity.
కనుక కేవలము ఒక పథ్యము లోపల డాక్టర్స్ ఈనాడు చేయవలసినట్టు ఆహారంలో సక్రమైన మార్గాన్ని అవలంబించినప్పుడు రోగములు కూడా సక్రమంగా జరిగిపోతుంటాయి.
Therefore, in dietary prescription, if you follow the correct procedure in the food, it will be
problem. రోగములు ప్రారంభమైన తర్వాత ట్రీట్మెంట్ మనం ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నాం కానీ రోగములే రాకుండా ఉండేటువంటి స్థితిని మనం కనిపెట్టాలి.
స్వామీస్ ఫీలింగ్ ఇస్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ క్యూరింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ డిజీజ్, వన్ షుడ్ టేక్ కేర్ టు సీ దట్ వన్ వుడ్ నెవర్ ఫాల్ సిక్.
గర్భంలో ఉండినప్పుడే ఈ శిశువుకు ఇలాంటి జబ్బులు రాకుండా ఉండాలనేటువంటి ఉద్దేశంతో తగినటువంటి ట్రీట్మెంట్స్ అంతా కూడా ప్రభుత్వము డాక్టర్స్ ప్రచారం చేయాలి.
రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది డేస్ ఆఫ్ ది చైల్డ్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ద మదర్స్ హోమ్ ద గవర్నమెంట్ షుడ్ అండర్టేక్ this responsibility of publicizing the care, health care.
దీనికి ఔషధములు లేకపోలేదు.
There no doubt there are medicines.
ఉన్నాయి.
There are.
కానీ మనం బద్ధకంగా ఉండటం చేత దీన్ని సక్రమమైన మార్గంలో వినియోగించటం లేదు.
Because of our laziness, we are not making proper use of them.
గర్భంలో ఉండినప్పుడు విటమిన్ ఏ, విటమిన్ బి, విటమిన్ సి, విటమిన్ డి ఇవన్నీ కూడా సక్రమైన రీతిలో వారికి తెలిపి ఆ ట్రీట్మెంట్ తగినటువంటి యొక్క దోషాలు కూడా వారికి చక్కగా హెచ్చరించాలి.
When the child is in mother's womb, we should make use of all vitamins A, B, C, D and explain the diseases.
ఆ తల్లికి, అమ్మా నీ విటమిన్ ఏ తీసుకోకపోతే బిడ్డ యొక్క కన్నులు కొంచెం ప్రమాదం కలుగుతుంది, దీంట్లో దోషం ఏర్పడుతుంది అని చెప్తే తల్లి తప్పక శ్రద్ధగా తీసుకుంటుంది.
If we inform the mother, if you don't take vitamin A, your child will suffer from eye complaints, mother will surely take vitamin A.
హాస్పిటల్కి పోయి చెకప్ చేయించుకోవాలి.
The mother should have monthly check-up in the hospital.
పుట్టిన తర్వాత ఆ బిడ్డతో జీవితమంతా అనుభవించే బదులు నెలకొకసారి డాక్టర్ దగ్గర పోయి ట్రీట్మెంట్ తీసుకోవటం ఏం తప్పు ఉంది?
instead of feeling sad throughout the life, spending the time with the child, better to have monthly check-up.
ఇలాంటి ప్రచార ప్రబోధలు చక్కగా చెయ్యాలి.
Such teachings and publicity should be done properly.
కాని పాపం డాక్టర్స్ చేయడానికి ఇందులో ఏమాత్రం అవకాశం ఉండదు.
But doctors have no scope to do
that. తన దగ్గరికి వచ్చినటువంటి వారికి మాత్రమే డాక్టర్స్ బోధించవచ్చు.
Doctor can teach to the patient that comes to him.
మనం చదివినటువంటి చదువంతా కూడాను సమాజం ద్వారానే మనం నేర్చుకున్నాం.
We have learnt all this knowledge from society.
మన తెలివితేటలు మనం నేర్చుకున్నటువంటి స్పెషలైజ్ డాక్టర్స్ అంతా కూడా ఒక సమాజం నుంచినే మనం తీసుకున్నాము.
The intelligence and specialization are acquired from
ఈ డాక్టర్ అయినటువంటి అంతా కూడా ఈ వైద్యములకు సంబంధించినటువంటి విజయము ఏదో ఒక మహనీయుడు అనేక శ్రమలు పడి దానిని ఆర్జించినటువంటి దాన్ని మనం ఆర్జించి తద్వారా మనం దీన్ని అనుభవిస్తున్నాం.
The medical sciences have been investigated by a great man. We have learned from him and making use of it in the daily life.
ఎవరో దీనిని అభివృద్ధి పరిచినటువంటి దాన్ని మనం అందుకోగలిగినాం కానీ మనకు మనం అందుకోలేము.
You just receive from the one who have already discovered. You cannot find out yourself.
మనకు తెలియనటువంటిది ఎవరో మనకు తెలియజెప్పినప్పుడు వారికి మనం ఎంత గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ చెప్పాలి.
What amount of gratitude should you express?
నా టవల్ నేను కింద విడిచిపెట్టినప్పుడు ఎవడో ఒకరు చేతికి అందిస్తే థ్యాంక్స్ అంటున్నాం.
When the towel is dropped, if anyone hands over back, you say thanks.
Na towel naaku andinchinandiki nenu thanks cheptunte neeku inta telivitetalnu inta goppa shaktini andinchinatvanti ee samajaniki manam em thanks cheptunnam.
When the towel is handed brought back to me of my own, when I say thanks, what kind of thanks you are conveying?
Annu samajam nunchi ne andukuntunnam.
We receive everything from society.
Mana vidyalu,
the education,
mana dhanamu,
the money,
mana gulamu,
the quality,
mana sarvasva shaktilu,
all capacity,
anni samajam nunchi ne manam teeskuntunnam.
All we receive from society.
Kani manam samajaniki deeniki pratibalanga em andistunnam.
But what is it we are giving in return to society?
అది మనం చక్కగా గుర్తించాలి.
That we have to realize clearly.
అది గుర్తించుకున్న తర్వాతనే మన యొక్క శక్తులంతా కూడా సద్వినియోగపరచుకోవచ్చు.
The moment we understand this, we can make proper use of all these faculties.
కనుక ప్రతి మానవుడు సమాజ సహాయం లేకుండా ఏ శక్తిని కూడా తాను సాధించలేడు.
No man can accomplish anything without the assistance of society. We are born in society.
సమాజంలో పెరిగాము.
We grow in society.
సమాజంలో జీవిస్తున్నాము.
We live in society.
సమాజంతోనే మన జీవితం అంతా కూడా అభివృద్ధి అవుతుండాలి.
We progress in society.
సమాజమే లేకపోతే నీవే లేవు.
When there is no society, you don't exist.
ఒక్క చెట్టు అడవి కాదు.
Single tree will not make a forest.
ఒక్క మనిషి సమాజం కాదు.
Single person will not make society.
ఒక్క ఇల్లు గ్రామం కాదు.
One house will not make a village.
అనేక గ్రామాలు ఇల్లు చేరినప్పుడే గ్రామం అవుతుంది.
Many houses make a village.
అనేక మంది చేరినప్పుడే సమాజం అవుతుంది.
Many make a society.
కానీ అనేక వృక్షములు చేరినప్పుడే వనం అవుతుంది.
Many trees make a forest.
కనుక మనం సమాజ జీవనము.
We are in society.
ఈ సమాజ జీవనము అనేటువంటి యొక్క సంసృష్టిని ఈనాడు మనము పోగొట్టుకున్నాం.
We have lost this social consciousness today.
వేస్టీ వేస్టీ వేస్టీ.
We think of society.
కాదు, నాట్ ఇండివిజువల్.
ఇండివిజువల్
మనము సొసైటీతో ఉండాలి. సమష్టి స్వరూపం మనం.
వీ షుడ్ బీ కలెక్టివ్ ఫార్మ్ సమష్టి సొసైటీ.
నీవు పుట్టక పూర్వమే నీ తల్లిదండ్రులు ఉన్నారు.
యువర్ పేరెంట్స్ వర్ దేర్ ఈవెన్ బిఫోర్ యువర్ బాన్.
కాబట్టి నీ తల్లిదండ్రుల యొక్క సమాజం నుంచి నీవు పుట్టావు.
సో యువర్ బాన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ పేరెంట్స్ దట్ బిలాంగ్ టు సొసైటీ.
కనుక నీకు పూర్వమే ఉండినటువంటి వారికి నీవు దానికి తగినటువంటి యొక్క కృతజ్ఞత అందించాలి కదా.
షుడ్ యు నాట్ షో గ్రాట్యూట్యూడ్ టు యువర్ పేరెంట్స్ హూ ఆర్ ప్రెసెంట్ బిఫోర్ యువర్ బాన్.
మానవుల లోపల స్వార్థమే పెరిగిపోయి
టుడే ఇన్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ దేర్ సెల్ఫిష్నెస్ ఆన్ ద రైజ్.
కొంత సమాజ దృష్టి అనేటువంటి విస్మరించి
దే ఫర్గాటన్ దిస్ సోషల్ మైండెడ్నెస్.
కృతజ్ఞత లేనటువంటి క్రూరులుగా తయారవుతున్నారు.
దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ గ్రాటిట్యూడ్. దే హావ్ బికమ్ క్రూయల్.
దానివల్లనే మన యొక్క విద్య కానీ మన యొక్క శక్తి కానీ మన యొక్క బుద్ధి కానీ సద్వినియోగపరచుకోవడానికి తగినటువంటి అవకాశం లేకపోతుండాలి.
సో దర్ ఇస్ నో స్కోప్ టు మేక్ ప్రాపర్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్.
వైద్యులు భగవత్ స్వరూపుడు.
డాక్టర్స్ ఆర్ ది వెరీ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
వైద్యో నారాయణ హరిహి.
God is in the form of God, doctor.
Kaluka Narayana. Narayana swarupulu varu.
That is the very form of God.
Narayana anaga emti?
What do you mean by Narayana?
Narayana.
Narayana.
Nara means Sanskritamlo water.
Nara in Sanskrit meant water.
Nayanam anaga kannudu.
Nayanam meant eyes.
Narayana swarupulanti doctors itarlu yokka kannu lopala neeru raakunda chuchukovali adi Narayana.
Doctors who are the very form of Narayana should see that no one sheds a tear out of their eyes.
Nara nayanamulu itarlu kanti daralu kaarchukunda manam chuchukovali adi Narayana yokka tattvam.
They should see that no one would shed a tear. That is the essence of Narayana.
Kali idi manaku cheta avutunda ani meeru సందేహించనక్కర్లేదు.
బట్ డోంట్ డౌట్ వెదర్ ఇట్స్ పాసిబుల్.
శక్తి కొలది నీవు చేయి.
యూ డూ ఇట్ టు ది ఎక్స్టెంట్ పాసిబుల్
డూ యువర్ బెస్ట్ అంతే. దాని తర్వాత ఏమవుతుందో నీకు యోచించవద్దు.
బియాండ్ దట్ డోంట్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ
సిన్సియర్ గా నువ్వు చే
యూ వర్క్ సిన్సియర్లీ
అదే డ్యూటీ ఈజ్ గాడ్ వర్క్ ఈజ్ వర్షిప్
దట్ ఈస్ డ్యూటీ ఈజ్ గాడ్ వర్క్ ఈజ్ వర్షిప్
భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి జగతారి పరిపూర్ణ
భజనని सुखिनो भवन्तु సాయి బాబాజీకి జయ.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. ఇన్వోకింగ్ భగవాన్స్ డివైన్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ యాజ్ అ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద దేవీ నవరాత్రి సెలబ్రేషన్స్ అట్ ప్రశాంతి నిలయం, టుమారో మార్నింగ్ అట్ 7:30 డెవటీస్ కెన్ అటెండ్ ద నవరాత్రి పూజ బీయింగ్ హెల్డ్ ఇన్సైడ్ ద భజన్ మందిర్. వి విల్ దెన్ బి హ్యావింగ్ ద రెగ్యులర్ మార్నింగ్ సెషన్ ఇన్ సాయికులన్ హాల్, 8 to 9 AM వేదం చాంటింగ్ అండ్ 9 to 9:30 భజన్స్ ఫాలోడ్ బై మంగళారతి అండ్ భగవాన్స్ దివ్య దర్శన్. The evening session in Saikulan Hall will commence at 4:30 with Vedam chanting. At 5 o'clock, the students of the Sri Satyasai Gurukulam English Medium School, Rajahmundry, will be offering a drama presentation titled Sri Krishna Kripa Sagaram at Bhagavan's Divine Lotus Feet. The evening session in Saikulan Hall will then conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti followed by Bhagavan's Divya Darshan. After the Mangalarti, devotees can attend the evening Navratri Puja inside the Bhajan Mandir. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Swamivari Divyanugraha Asisalato Prashanti Nilayamalo Devi Navratri Karyakramallo Bhaganga Repati Udayam 7 Gantala 30 Nimishalaku Bhajana Mandiramlo Jaragaboye Navratri Puja Karyakramamlo Bhaktulu Palgonavachchu. సాయికల్వన్ సభా మండపంలో రేపటి ఉదయ కార్యక్రమం యథావిధిగా ఉదయం 8 గంటల నుండి 9 గంటల వరకు వేద పఠనంతో, 9 గంటల నుండి 9:30 వరకు భజన కార్యక్రమంతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. సాయికల్వన్ సభా మండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం 4:30 వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 5 గంటలకు రాజమండ్రిలో ఉన్నటువంటి శ్రీ సత్యసాయి గురుకులం ఇంగ్లీష్ మీడియం స్కూల్కి చెందిన విద్యార్థులు శ్రీకృష్ణ కృపాసాగరం అను పేరిట స్వామివారి పాదాల చెంత ఓ నాటికను సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. మంగళహారతి అనంతరం భక్తులు భజన మందిరంలో జరగబోయే నవరాత్రి పూజా కార్యక్రమంలో పాల్గొనవచ్చు. జై సాయిరాం.